Hát ha blízkaj. I never know exactly what I'm supposed to be talking about, but I just got this second paper with four issues that I'm supposed to discuss, and I guess we're not going to learn straight from Simon Cafe with a sefer, but to discuss these issues, I think, you know, it'll just take a couple of minutes and we'll figure out something else. Kashering with steam. Now, see, when you kasher with steam, Rabbi said, it's a very a tricky thing. There could be steam that's cold. Now, when the water condenses, it's actually, what is steam? Steam means that there was water vapor, which means that you can't see it. It's completely evaporated. And it condenses, which means it comes back from a gas state to a liquid state, and it becomes a liquid again. And at that time, it loses an enormous amount of heat. And when it's water, or even while it's visible, it's water. Otherwise, it wouldn't be visible. And the steam, on the other hand, can be very hot, depending on the circumstances. We'll discuss that in a second, but Moshe was very much against kashering with steam, because he said, we have nobody ever kashered with steam, and the Sforum don't talk about it, so it would be a new method. But on the other hand, Moshe said that we could start being makil by things where the blia was only with steam. For instance, in a microwave oven. So you put the thing into the oven and it starts cooking. The oven has no heating mechanism which could keep the oven hot. The oven is cold. So the food though begins to give out steam as it heats. You know, you can mostly use the microwave to take something that's already cooked and heat it up, or take a glass of water or milk or something and heat it up, which takes a minute. Go in, have the use of more than you. I don't know why it's this division, but that's the way it seems. They have these books about microwave cooking, and they can take a piece of meat and keep it in there for an hour, because according to these are the directions. But whatever you're doing, steam comes out of the food. It's if it's there for a minute, so there's no hot steam. There's only cold steam. But if you're there for, if you keep it there for a while, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, so then the steam is hot, the walls are hot, and so there's a shiloh of a blia, but the blia is only through steam. So Moshe Zatzal said, if the blia is nothing but steam, it's kabbalah kach boil time. Then you could fill up a bowl of water, close the microwave, and you know, put it on high, and keep it closed, of course, and keep it there for 15, 20 minutes, and then the thing will fill up with steam. So even though there's an exhaust, and the steam goes out, but sof kol sof, the production of steam is faster than the exhaust. It just keeps filling up.